Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it definitely made them realize that, you know, they were going to have to work no matter what, no matter what team. They couldn't go into there as strong as they were. They couldn't let their guard down. If they did, somebody took them over. And that was the other losses we had. The losses were ones that the guys could have won but didn't. You know, they kind of dropped a little bit. We had won a 10-pin game or had won Baker's. It wasn't like anybody swept us. No one ever swept us. So they were very much in those games. They were close. You know, they were under 100 pins, I think, a couple of them. So they were in it. They just didn't, you know, deliver when they needed to. Those clutch strikes and things just eluded them, and that's really what it was. It was just a, you know, timing issue or just a couple of poorly placed, you know, strike balls. It wasn't poor performance all around. No, they were close games, but definitely kept them on, you know, kept them on target. They were, you know, they learned from it, and they knew. They could tell, you know, when they – the amazing thing about any players when you watch them is they know when they throw a bad ball. You didn't have to say anything. You know, I knew. You know, they knew. And they still know. And, you know, it was – they knew they hadn't won anything, you know, going into districts. But, you know, they still had the comfort of knowing that they had, you know, four consecutive on the conference. And that's a great accomplishment.